Breezy filling it again for Whitney on today and tomorrow. Whitney's back on Thursday, but I hate to do it.
What?
Gotta call you out.
No.
For your savagery!
No!
Savage alert! We got a savage in the room.
Corey, come on.
You wanna jump in now?
Savage
or sensible? Not even trying to talk to your Uber driver.
No.
You can text in the keyword VOTES, V-O-T-E, to 69822 right now. Can text your comments there as well. Plus, again, 222-9800 and 98pxy.com for the official poll for Savage or Sensible. So you were just recently on a trip with your parents, went to D.C.?
Yeah, this weekend. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a major city like that, you're not going to drive, obviously. So you just Uber or Lyft everywhere.
Sure, of course.
It's fine.
Incredible. I mean, we live in an amazing time, right?
Exactly.
Just pop on your phone, like not even calling, and the car rolls up, and there you are.
The car rolls up.
So let's play this out. Like, what happens normally when you get into an Uber? So the car's there. You get in.
Okay, first of all, before anything else,
mm-hmm.
you open the door and you say, who are you picking up? Because you don't say...
Oh, okay, safety move.
You don't say... For Breezy, because Eddie would be like, yeah, for Breezy, pop in. Then
sure.
I'm in China somewhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, so this is a safety measure.
Who are you picking up?
Okay.
And my dad's already in the car. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Toddy, relax.
They would keep Todd for sure.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I'm not going to give him to ship him off to China.
So, and they confirm it's for me. We get in. It's me, my mom, my dad. My dad takes the front. Me and my mom are in the back. My dad, his opening line, he's doing a literal stand-up routine.
Dad moves.
The Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So, heard you won best Uber driver of the year last year. The Uber drivers are like glossing over like, what is this man talking about? And I'm looking back. I'm like, cut it out. Like, knock it off.
I love this so much.
So, and he's like, so like, how long have you been Ubering? Just basic questions that like every Uber. We
what do you mean? You mean conversation with someone?
You know what? No.
This is not for you.
This is not necessary. This is not make or break conversation. You say hello.
God, how dare you have to interact with another person?
And you say thank you. And that is it.
So,
cut
all right.
ties.
So your normal ride, so let's say here in Rochester, you're getting a ride back to Canandaigua from the city.
Which I do often, more often than I like to admit.
For that 45-minute ride, you get in. You say, who are you picking up? They say your name. You're like, cool, all right. You're not going to try to steal me or anything. Pop in. Hi, and then silence.
Sometimes I'll ask for the aux. But other than that, no. Silence. Nothing. There's nothing.
Savagery.
I have nothing.
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing for
this
me to say.
This is what's wrong with society.
No.
This is why millennials get a bad name.
We don't need to talk.
What?
Now, if I'm drunk getting in an Uber, that's a different story. But on a day-to-day, cut ties with communication.
That would just be so awkward. Like, I can't imagine being the driver. That would have to be so weird for them.
Just put your headphones in. Just keep it pushing.
It's so safe to drive with your headphones
no,
out.
No, I have my headphones in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Corey.
Dear
Lord.
I'm sorry I don't get in an Uber and I do a stand-up routine like my
Look,
father.
Okay, I'm not saying you need to do a whole stand-up routine, but I don't know. Talk to them. Maybe you'll find something out that you didn't know. Maybe, you know, you'll just have a pleasant interaction with a stranger. Like, we don't do that enough in society. That is the perfect opportunity. You're just snubbing your nose at it. Savagery.
Being trapped in a car with someone forced to have conversations, just it's not really for me.
Oh, God. 222-9800. Hey, Dustin from Brock, we're checking in. What's up, brother? You getting ready for Saturday?
I am.
Dustin is one of the bachelors for the Gildas Guys Bachelor Auction. Again, that's this Saturday out at Anthology. You can get more info and grab tickets at 98pxy.com. But did you want to weigh in for Savage or Sensible?
I cannot believe you, Breezy.
What?
Like, right?
You were on such a high pedestal right now, and now you're just dropping down. Being a Lyft driver myself.
Oh, okay. Good perspective. Here we go.
Okay.
That is so savage. Like,
okay.
I mean...
Dustin, listen. Okay, I get in the car, I say hello, and then that's the end of it.
Let me paint a picture.
Okay.
You get in the car, you say hello, and then you look at your phone for the whole entire time.
Yep. You know what you're doing? Do you know what's running through that driver's mind? He's looking in his rear view and seeing you in the back there. He's thinking, typical millennial.
Typical millennial.
Right? That's
what runs through. See, that's what millennials are doing. They're breaking the casual conversation. Now, let me just ask a quick question for you there, Breezy.
What's up?
When you hang out with your friends, right, and you're driving in the car, or not driving in the car, obviously, when you're with your friends in a car,
yes.
Do you just play on your phone, or do you engage in conversation with them?
No, I normally turn it into like a concert situation.
So you're engaging. Look at that.
So exactly. So like, why don't you do that?
The Uber or Lyft driver does not want me to sing.
That's
Dustin.
Not true. Maybe. No. I mean, again,
what?
Dustin
I
is.
I would love that. That'd be
there
awesome.
You go.
We'll have like car karaoke.
Car karaoke.
Like Dustin, for you, it's got, you know, as a driver, it's got to be so awkward, and there's like just sitting there.
Exactly. It's like being on a first date.
But it's awkward for me. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, how long, have you been Ubering?
Sure.
Like,
whatever. So have a conversation.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Like, God. Is this what you do for a living? Like, or like, is this full-time thing? Like,
you come here often?
I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're here in Rochester. Maybe they know things about the city that maybe you don't. Or maybe there's like cool spots. Or, and then, I mean, you know, we brought this up because of the fact that Breezy was just in D.C. with her parents. And not only was she like not talking to any of the Uber drivers, she was shaming her dad.
My dad was doing a stand-up routine in the front seat. My Uber rating was plummeting.
Dad things. But especially in a different city. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Come on.
Like that's outside of being an Uber driver, I'm also DoorDash. Like, I also like love the fact that I found out restaurants. And like, if somebody's saying, "Hey, I'm going to this awesome restaurant," and you engage in conversation, you might find out a new restaurant that you never knew was in Rochester.
Look at that. You're just missing out on opportunities left and right. Dustin, thank you for some sanity this morning. Much appreciated.
All right, Dustin.
No problem, guys. You guys take care.
We'll see you on Saturday, bud.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Keep the phone calls coming, blowing up right now at 222-9800. Need you to vote in the official poll at 98pxy.com. If you want to do it really easily, you can just text in the keyword vote, VOTE,
and then
to 69822.
Hit sensible.
No, it's not. God.
Sensible for sure.
God. All right, we'll get to the end. It's, by the way, the voting right now at 98pxy.com. Back and forth. Another texter on your side saying, sensible, the only reason I don't Uber is because I have no interest in talking. Why force it? Getting a haircut is even worse. Oh, come on.
Oh.
This is what's
wrong.
See,
I gossip with my stylist, so I can't even.
But this is what's wrong with society. Like, look, I understand being an introvert and maybe small talk can be uncomfortable, but the only way that you get better at that is by doing it. The only way that you get more comfortable by doing that is by doing it.
See, I disagree. I don't think it's uncomfortable. I'll do it, but it's just not necessary.
You're missing out on so much.
It's just not necessary.
Bunch of calls coming in. 222-9800. Sabrina from Honeyoy on the phone right now. Savage or sensible to sit there silently while on your Uber ride?
Well, I guess it depends on the situation, because I feel like coming from a customer service background and also being an Uber driver is, I feel like it's more up to the Uber driver to keep a conversation going.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it would be more savage if they were trying to have a conversation with her and she's kind of just sitting there like, yeah, whatever.
Breeze, what do you do when they're trying to talk to you?
I will talk back, but I'm not going to be the one to start it.
And you're not the one to extend the conversation.
No.
Yes or no answers?
Yes, no, thank you. Sure.
I remember St. Courtney and I went to Nashville last year, and every Uber driver was awesome. And we learned so much about the city. Like, I'm saying this is a huge benefit when you travel. And there was one. There was the one guy who didn't say a word, and our perception of him was like, that guy's an a-hole. Like, that's exactly what I thought. So the reverse angle of that is, you're the a-hole that they're riding with.
Am I?
Right? Am I wrong?
Well, and then what I also do is, for the people that don't really like to have conversations, is like, as soon as they get in the car, I'm just like, what kind of music do you like?
Okay,
so that
sure.
If there is any like awkward like silence, is at least like they're listening to the music and have that, so then it's not like complete like dead air in the car,
right? Because that'd be so uncomfortable just hearing each other breathe. Like, God,
exactly.
Awful.
I just don't breathe in my Ubers.
I would open my driver's side door and jump out. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. Have a great one. Okay,
bye.
You too.
Bye. Chris from Hornell on the phone right now. Good morning, Chris. Savage or sensible to not converse with your Uber driver?
It is absolutely savage.
Yes.
Because I've taken Uber all the time because, you know, I need to because I can't see.
Right, but, sure, yes. Again, Chris is blind for anyone that does not listen to the show on a regular basis.
So he's a regular Uber rider, yes. Obviously.
Yeah. And if you're going to be regularly riding Uber, you need to talk to them, because if you talk to them, you get to become friends with them.
Sure.
And then they,
that's also a great point. By the way, you could be your like Uber hookup, right? As far as like, oh, I really need a ride. I know so and so is clutch. They're gonna get me where I need to go. They got a nice car. They got the waters in there. They got the nice TV in the back or whatever.
Exactly. And then like the one Uber driver I had, they know stations that I like to play. So once they know it's me coming on, like, in the car, they have that station coming on, and it's always going to be on that station. Well, which is your guys' station, obviously.
Of course, look at that. Preset. Already good to go. It's like getting in your own vehicle. Yeah. Chris, thanks for calling in, pal.
Yep.
This tweet coming through, Doug on Twitter saying, savage and very much unfriendly in general. She's probably one of those girls you say hi to be polite, and the first thing out of her mouth is, I have a boyfriend.
Oh my God, ew, no, that's not it at all.
I don't want to assassinate your character. That is not what Breezy is like.
I am very... I will talk to a tree. Just not my Uber drivers.
That's why this is most so surprising, because you are, like, you will talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Just not if you're in the back of their car for Uber.
Sober.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, yes. Okay. Caveat. All right, we got to check the poll on this one. And it's been going back and forth at 98pxy.com. You get nervous?
I'm getting clammy. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it?
All right. Again, at 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible, not even trying to talk to your Uber driver. Is 52% savage?
No!